The winner of the North Smith medal is Ryan O'Keefe.
Not too many ordinary players win those little beauties, and Ryan O'Keefe has called it quits today. We're not sure whether he's going to go on. Maybe he'll tell us as he joins us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Ryan.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Hey, before we go, how do you go on your pirate accent? Any good?
A couple of young kids. Pirates get thrown out a little bit.
Just give us a line, Ryan. Oh, no. Give us something. Just pretending you're talking to one of your young fellas.
It's going to be the moment. I can't do it right now.
hey, Ryan, well done. You've had an unbelievable career. I was actually looking back at your numbers. Your 2012 final series was just astonishing. I didn't realise the impact that you had. I think you had 95 possessions and 35 tackles in those three games. When you look back over your career, what are you most proud of?
What I've been able to probably achieve and probably build at the Swans, I'm pretty proud of what I've been able to do at Sydney for 15 years, and to get the club from sort of where it was to where it is now, and to be part of that from ground zero, and to build that and to build everything and the success we've had over especially this last decade, it's something to be pretty proud of, really.
Has it been difficult, Ryan, dealing with this year as you have, when you're talking about this wonderful career and having to deal with this year? Has that been difficult, or have you found it okay? That's reality.
It's probably career-wise been the most difficult year, definitely. It's hard. I'm a competitor. I want to play at the top, and to have that sort of taken away, or that opportunity not there for me, it has been difficult. But in saying that, I've accepted it. That's the way they wanted to go, and I'm not bitter or disgruntled about the whole thing. It's just the cycle of footy. But what it has done this year is given me the opportunity to work really closely with our young guys and help mentor and coach them, and that's probably something I wouldn't have done unless I was put in that situation.
It's incredible to think that you were, I don't know if you were close, but your name was up. It was close. You wanted to go, didn't you, to Hawthorn? I understand that Hawthorn were going to try and get Jordan Lewis in return for you. It didn't happen. But from that moment, I reckon you were a pretty good player, Ryan. But something happened, because after that you became what I would consider a superstar player of the competition. I mean, as Ox said, your final series, your Norm Smiths, you became a big game player, which in my eyes makes you a superstar of the game.
Yeah, I suppose after that period where the trade didn't go through, I went into Roosie's office and I said, "All right, I want to change. I want to move in the midfield. I was playing that half forward role, and I just sort of wanted to not let anyone down and just attack it. It was a new challenge for me, and I really loved playing in the midfield.
What about going on next year, Ryan? I mean, it sounds to me that you're a determined type. It sounds to me that you might think you've got some left in the tank. What are you going to do?
You might not after September.
I'm going to look at all options. And, the fire's still in the valley. I love playing. I love competing. My body's fine. I'm going to just weigh up all options and see what's best. What's the best move for myself and my family and go from there. So I'm not going to be rushed into any decision just yet.
Ryan, you sound tired. 30 nights in a row was what you've just signed up to. How's that all going?
Look, all jokes aside, it's quite a serious side to it. And the whole point of the program is to couples to put a bit more time back in their relationship. And the domestic issues and high divorce rate in today's society is something that we can be a bit more aware of, and that's sort of the real underlining meaning to the whole program. So if you look into the program, it's actually it's not as what everyone thinks, and I don't think I would be able to do that anyway.
Yeah, apologise for that, Ryan. He's trying to crack jokes about a serious situation.
Something emotional.
Well, I thought when I heard it, Ryan, that it was a big effort. I don't know.
Big effort?
A huge effort.
Not all about sex.
Well, that's what I thought it was. So I'm glad Ryan cleared it up, Marco. I know that you were trying to to make the 30 and 30.
I'm happy with my situation.
Ryan, we haven't got the teams down here. And seriously, are you playing tomorrow night? Or are you sorry, just on the weekend? Or are you not playing? Or did you... And if you're not playing, did you think that they might have called you up for one last game?
No, I'm not playing. But I am getting out at half time to be able to, you know, thank the fans. They're giving me a lap of honour to be able to thank the fans. And that's what today was about, and Saturday's about. Over the 15 years with the footy club, the amount of people and support and people that I've dealt with have made an impact on my life. And as I said, I've come out of 15 years at Sydney, I think, a better person, and it's really shaped who I am. So I just wanted to thank everyone and give back the support I've had over the journey. So whether give me one more game or not, that wasn't my choice. Of course, I would have loved to play. I would love to keep playing and have a big impact in this final series, because I just love competing and love the big stage. But I understand where they're going. And as I said, look, I've got no ill feeling about the whole thing, and it's just the way it is.
I asked another player who has retired today in Luke Ball. I asked him this week, and I want to ask you the same question. Are you scared about what happens next in life?
I'm not scared. I think what I've done over my time is put steps in place to prepare myself and for the next step. It's probably not, and I know whatever I'll go into, once I make that decision, I'll give it 100% and I'll do what I've done through my playing career and just give my all and have a real shot at it. It's probably not that that's scared. It's probably the letting go of where you've been or where you've been attached to for so long. I think that's probably the hard part. It's not the actual what's next. It's letting go of something that's been a big part of your life. That's probably the most difficult part.
What about with players that are on the outer at a footy club, Ryan, mid-season drafts? Are you an advocate for it, going through what you've been through this year, possibly getting another opportunity at another club halfway through the season? Would you be in favour of that?
I think it's got merit in it. And I think it could be very, mutually benefit for clubs that have, decimated with injury, and they need players to help them get through the season. And for players that, are just sort of been,
Would you have put your hand up mid-year, Ryan, if that was the case? If it was this year, would you have said, hey, listen, I want to go somewhere else mid-year?
I definitely would have looked at it, yes.
Oh, because, how attractive is for an AFL player, anyone? When you're not getting an opportunity at one club or one workplace,
you want to play.
And another club comes through and say, we will have you, we will play you. I mean, that's hard to knock back.
Oh, definitely. And as I said, we're all very competitive. We all want to play the best level at the top. And just it's a reality sometimes. Everyone can't do that. And for whatever reason. I think something like that would be, there'd be definitely some merit. The logistics of it, I've got no idea. And that's probably a hard thing to get involved in. I don't want to get involved in that, but in terms of I think it could benefit both clubs and players.
Ryan, how tough will it be sitting there watching the Sydney Swans play in the finals, if not the grand final? How tough is it for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That will be, as I said, I love playing on the big stage, playing finals. That's what you work so hard for. That's what I've prided myself in my career. To sit there and, watch them do battle and miss out when you sort of feel able and you think you could. It's going to be difficult.
Ryan, thanks so much for your time, mate. We appreciate it. Nothing but respect in this room.
Nothing but
respect coming off our SMS machine.
Well done, mate.
And I'll happily say nothing but respect for all our listeners. Congratulations on what you achieved.
Thanks very much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Good on you. Ryan O'Keefe, Sydney Swans. Not a veteran. He's a star.